Thank you very much. Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, first and foremost, I should like to warmly congratulate you for having been elected as co-chairs to this conference. I think it's very symbolic that we have a representative from Argentina and from France guiding our work today. This is a recognition of the effort undertaken by both countries and to provide leadership in this area, and particularly the role played, the role which led to, rather, the adoption of this convention 10 years ago. At the first session of the Human Rights Council in June 2006. But allow me also to say that it's a great pleasure and a source of satisfaction to me to see two individuals that I know well, Ambassador Laurent and Ambassador Dupuy, because I hold them in the highest esteem and I know how committed they are to defending human rights. So I think that this meeting, this conference of states parties, has started under the best possible circumstances. That being said, co-chairs, Peru actively took part in the drafting of the International Convention for the Protection of All from Enforced Disappearance, with the conviction that is deeply set due to lessons learnt from our own history. Then, after ratification of the convention in 2012, Peru has adopted a series of administrative, legislative, judicial measures as well as public policies, the purpose of which is to provide a comprehensive, coherent and inclusive response to the issue of the disappeared. The most recent measure was the adoption on the 21st of June of the law on a search for disappeared persons during the period of violence 1980 to 2000. Today we come together under Article 27 of the Convention with a view to assessing if the committee is fully fulfilling the duties that were tasked upon it. We can say that the committee has had 10 sessions during which national reports have been reviewed under the provisions of the Convention and follow-up reports to concluding observations presented by states. The committee received an individual communication and published a list of the names of disappeared persons and required that the state party concerned adopt all necessary measures to locate them and protect them. This goes to show that we have an effective and agile system that successfully oversees the application of the convention. Therefore, it should be maintained as the custodian of the obligations that the states parties have undertaken. Peru therefore fully endorses the work of the committee and will continue to adopt on a national level measures necessary to prevent, eradicate and redress cases of enforced disappearance in our country. Thank you very much.